just saw large increases because the mortality table has changed, recognizing that people are living longer. And again, when we talk about a police and fire pension, it's not just the employee that we have to calculate into that, but also then their spouse who receives 100% of the pension upon the death of the employee. Now you start talking about allowing them to provide additional credits to that. Those are credits then that will escalate the benefit that they receive in their pensions, and not only that they will receive during their life cycle, but also upon their passing, the amount of money that their spouse will receive until their passing as well. And so, again, any time you sweeten the pot, and this certainly would be a significantly large sweetener for the employee and detrimental to the plan itself. But those all compound. Those compound not only in the amount of money that at the end of the day the employee is going to receive, but that the spouse will receive as well.